USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration and China declared a temporary truce in their 15-month trade war. Yet the grievances that led them to impose tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's goods continue to remain unresolved. The administration agreed to suspend a tariff hike of $250 billion worth of Chinese imports that was set to take effect on Tuesday, and China agreed to buy up to $50 billion in United States foreign products. The lights were back on for many of the nearly 2 million Northern California residents who lost electricity in an effort to prevent wildfires. The first death linked to the outages was reported today, a man who relied on oxygen. The threat of more widespread outages loom in Southern California after the winds moved to the Los Angeles area, where a wildfire fueled by strong Santa Ana winds prompted officials to order the evacuation of over 100,000 people from their homes in the foothills of the San Fernando Valley. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Donald Trump says Kevin McKeelnin is out as the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and he'll be announcing a new acting secretary within the next week. Trump said on Twitter that McKeelnin has done an outstanding job and border crossings are down, but the president said McKeelnin wants to spend more time with his family and go back to the private sector. Trump said he has many wonderful candidates to fill the position. A 15-year-old boy was seriously injured when he was stabbed near the U.S. Capitol after an altercation with a teenage girl aboard a metro train. The stabbing happened in the afternoon at the Capitol South Metro Station, which is just one block away from the Cannon House office building where a number of House members have their offices. There's no indication at this time the incident had connections to the Capitol or Congress. Metro Transit Police closed the station as detectives continued to investigate. Police were reviewing the surveillance camera footage from both the train and the station and working to determine what caused the altercation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon has announced that 2,000 more troops will be sent to Saudi Arabia. John Clements reports.
The deployment includes two fighter squadrons, two batteries of Patriot missiles, a terminal high-altitude area defense system, and an Air Force headquarters unit. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Miley, explained the purpose of the deployment to Saudi Arabia.
This deployment of additional forces to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is for the purpose of defense of our interests and assets in the region, and also to reestablish deterrence with respect to Iran in the wake of an attack on Saudi Arabia.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to a dynamic young African leader whose sweeping reforms and surprising embrace of a bitter rival has been praised as an inspiration to the continent and a hopeful counterpoint to strongman movements far beyond it. Now the task for the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is reining in the ethnic violence that followed the loosening of repressive controls and is resisting any urge to crack down. One outspoken African activist said, quote, "He deserves it and the new challenge is keeping it up." Abiy, a favorite to win despite speculation about young climate activist Greta Thunberg, told the Nobel Committee he was humbled and thrilled to receive its 100th Peace Prize, calling peace, quote, "a rare commodity in our region," end of quote. He hoped the award would encourage other African leaders. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.